Hey guys, welcome in NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast, the round six preview. Round six kicks off tonight. We have got the Newcastle Knights and the Sydney Roosters playing up in Newcastle. Sydney Roosters struggling after last week and a few guys down, a few troops down. Newcastle did everything well last week in the wet against the Dragons, got the points, and they've got their talisman at the back who is killing it in Kalyn Ponga. Who was still there at the back with Jenkins, Gagai, Best, Tuala, Cogger, and Hastings are the halves. Saifidi, Brayley, Thompson, Lucas, Pierce, Paul, and Elliot, Crossland, Saifidi, Hetherington, Croker on the bench, Greg Marzu. He's looming there. He is still in the 19-man. So have a wee nosy for number 22, Greg Marzu. He's got a pretty big old break even this week. If I have a wee nosy, I think it's pretty large. It's 132. He's 789, it's 132. So if he is a late inclusion, I wouldn't be rushing to get him back in the side on against the Roosters on a Thursday night. Just wait and see. Might drop a bit of cash. Might be able to pick him up in a week or two. Probably in a couple of weeks if he drops back down a little closer than maybe 700, something like that. Then he becomes a pretty tasty option for you. He was in my team to start the year, but had to go in the end. But yeah, he is looming for sure, probably at the expense of probably Thomas Jenkins, because I think, yeah, Inari Tuala had the right wing to start the year. At the Roosters, Manu at fullback. Oh, boy. Tupo Jennings, who's been in the news, NRL are not going to acknowledge his 300th game in any kind of formal presentation, celebration, anything like that. You know, the ball inside the glass casing deal. Heard some pretty nasty things about Michael Jennings, about what he did with his wife there, or ex-wife, and all that kind of thing. Why did the NRL let him back into the game? If they're prepared to let him back into the game, they've registered his contract with the Roosters and said, yep, it's fine, you come back. Welcome back to the game. And now there's been a bit of a spotlight on it, and they've said, well, yeah, we're not going to... When it's your 300th game, we're not going to acknowledge it with anything formal in terms of a presentation. You're kind of half in there, aren't you? You're prepared to let him back into the game, but you're not prepared, but you're also acknowledging, okay, this guy's a bit of a fuckwit. We're not going to give him a pat on the back for playing his 300th game. You should have done your due diligence and not register him if that's where you're at currently now. Why did you register him in the first place? So it was, and it doesn't fall under the no fault, stand down kind of deal, because it wasn't a criminal case. It was a civil court hearing kind of deal. So it's a bit different and it's all a bit murky, but yeah, I'm not comfortable with him playing, to be honest with you. I'm not down with any of it. So yeah, for that alone, I hope the Roosters get pumped tonight and, you know, Manu scores a try, maybe sets one up, but they get pumped. The rest of the side, Suaali Ponga, Connor Watson's now playing 5'8". Luke Keary is halfback. That'll be interesting to watch. Connor Watson, when was the last time he played in the halves? He was kind of a bit of a half utility at the Roosters, went to the Knights, bulked up, became that small forward who was a bit of a super coach stud for us for a while there. Lots of injuries, playing some hooker. Now they're asking him to play 5'8". I wish him the best of luck. I like Connor Watson. Hargraves, Smith, Collins, Nat Butcher, Angus Crichton, and Victor Radley. The bench, Zach Docker-Clay, White, Tupanua, and Terrell May. I can't pick the Roosters. I'm picking the Knights, 20 points to 16. I think the Knights will be too good at home. If this was in Sydney, I'd switch it, but up in Newcastle, give me the Knights. Ponga, great option. I don't know. You want to? I think you can back him to straight captain. If he can ton up against St. George in atrocious weather last week, he can against the Roosters, for sure. So I reckon, depending what else you got rolling, I mean, Nico's going to be a popular captain this week as well. But if you just want to do it and just sit back on a Thursday and he's killing it and you can just sit back smoking your pipe, absolutely loving life, your captain's all sorted, your weekend is on fire. I think what most Ponga owners will do, will VC him tonight. I can get around that. I'd probably do the same. I'm not an owner. I would probably do the same. I would VC him. Other than that, what else is doing? Another Kai Pierce-Paul was just pumping out good solid scores without the attack. You got to think the attack's going to come at some stage. Whether it's tonight or not is another thing. Dylan Lucas, another game playing on the right edge. It sounds like Brazil will be back within maybe as early as next week. So Dylan Lucas owners might want to try and get the most out of him now because, yeah, you might not be seeing a lot of him starting. Over at the Chooks, look, without Dom Young, without Tedesco, look, Joseph Manu at fullback I think becomes very close to the best buy this week. Boy, you just see him in your side and everything just looks better. And, yeah, at fullback, you know what he can do. He's a different animal at fullback than what he is playing in the centres. So it's going to be tough for me personally. It is going to be tough to bring him in just with two trades. In fact, it's going to be so tough, it's impossible. Well, it's not impossible. There's other guys that I could trade out, but I'm not trading them out. I'm going to boost and get Manu in. Almost certainly going to be doing that. Other than that, who else is there? I guess the Angus Crichton is one. I'm a Wong owner. Well, I will be a Wong owner for the next few hours. And yeah, I just can't trust what they're going to do there in the second row. Wong was cut last night, so he is clearly on the outer there. And yeah, the Tupanua still on the bench concerns me a little bit as well. With White and May playing in the middle, I mean, Crichton could play in the middle. Tupanua, they could even chuck in the middle. Probably more Crichton. Nat Butcher can do it too. There's nothing concrete there in that forward pack and that rotation that they've got. So Angus Crichton is it? Look, if you got a Piakura and you've just held, you might as well just hold him. And Piakura might be back as early as next week. I think it might be round 8. He's due back, but. Yeah, I mean, but Crichton did look good last week. It was a strange old game with Simbins, send-offs, all that kind of thing. And I think Robinson opted for more leg speed in the middle of the field. So Crichton got more minutes. He took off Terrell May. So, you know, maybe last week, don't read too much into it. It's a risk. It's a risk because it could come back and bite you. Crichton might not be playing. He'll be on the bench or extended or whatever next week. He's very affordable, though, and he did look good. So, yeah, what did I say? I said Knights 20, Rooster 16. I'll stick with that. Okay, Friday, and we are down in Melbourne. It is the red-hot Melbourne Storm taking on the orange-warm Bulldogs. They won last week. Only just got there, whereas the Storm were ultra-impressive in that awesome game against the Broncos, and this one could get nasty. For the Storm, Pappenhausen, Warbrick, Smith, Meaney, Coates, Munster, and Hughes, Kamakamitha, Grant, King, Blaw, Katoa, Liero. That's the same team as last week, I think. Wishart, Welch, Maroa, and McDonald. Joe Chan is 18th man. You know, good to us there. Number 18, Joey Boy. Geez, just get on the field. It's just, I got a feeling Joe Chan's just going to sit in a lot of teams for the whole year. And sit at that same bargain basement price. Howarth still sniffing around. Nelson is off of Solomona in the extended. I mean, jeez, lots going on there. Sean Blore was pretty good last week without really catching the eye. Elias Akatoa was very impressive. And I think he is definitely someone you can look at if you want to strengthen up your forward pack, your second row there specifically. Elias Akatoa is not going to let you down. He's really starting to reach his potential. Remember his first year, he came out of nowhere at the Warriors and just killed it. Gone off the ball for a few years after that, but he has really found his feet at the Storm, and he has got quality guys providing him with great ball. And, yeah, he's got a lot to his game. And Elia Katoa is a great purchase this week. Said it a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't follow through. And will I follow through again? Probably not. But, yeah, you can't get them all, Shane. You can't have them all. And, yeah, but Elia Katoa can't go wrong there. I'm expecting a lot of points in this game from that Melbourne Storm team. Look at it. Very impressive. Over at the Doggies, Stephen Crichton is now playing fullback. Tracy, Carraz, Sherry, Anokar, Burton, and Hutchison. This team that's named is pretty weird because there are guys with injuries. Max King's got a broken hand. Reed Marnie, Chris Patolo. Kikau, Curran, and Salmon. The bench is Bailey Hayward, Farmasili, Hughes, and Kartonga. That is a strange-looking lineup because there are dudes there I thought Colin Tracy had a calf. I thought, did Hutchison have an injury? Maybe not. Max King with a hand. Kickout had a leg. Someone else had a hand. Oh, that was Mann. So Mann definitely not playing. Very interesting to see what happens there with that side. I don't think that's going to be the 1-17 at all. Pretty interesting. Josh Curran, now a jewel. Happy days. I think a lot of players may have already thrown him up into the front row there, and that front row looks so much better with Josh Curran there. I can totally get it. I don't own, and he's not really a priority for me. He's pumping out 50s and 60s, which is great, and he's now pretty much valued at what he should be valued at. But for me, I need a little bit more. And I've already got Ruben Cotter, so I'm not in a mad rush to get Curran. And like I said earlier on in previous podcast, at the moment, I'm quite happy to get 100 points out of my two starting front rowers. So, and with Cotter and May, I'm quite confident between the two of them, they will combine for 100 points. So I don't need to trade out someone I don't really want to in order to get Josh Curran. But if you got him, happy days. If you don't have a Cotter, I still think Josh Curran's a pretty good trader now that you know he is dual. And if it helps you fix the front row, go for it. He's not going to hurt you. He's definitely not going to hurt you. I'm not expecting a big score this week against the Storm because I reckon they're going to win 44 points to 16. That's how I'm going with that one. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with Josh Curran. Kickout looked really good last week. Very, very dangerous on the left. Just ask James Tedesco how strong he runs and how hard the contact is. Poor bloke there. Bronson Sherry is a watch playing game two, so he is a watch for sure. He might be one of those ones that has a quiet game and people kind of taken off the scent there, but he could still be a really good buy. I think he's mid-threes. Could be a really good buy next week. They do have a buy looming, though, possibly next week or the week after. Keep that in mind. So, yeah, 44-16, let's go to the Storm. Right, the main game on Friday night, it is the Battle of Brisbane. The Broncos hosting the Dolphins at Suncorp, and some big ins for the Broncos, namely the Pork Chop, Reece Walsh back at fullback. Corey Oates is now on the wing. Stags, Cobbo, Jesse Arthurs looks like he's going to switch to right wing. Happy days for Arthur's owners. Ezra Mam, Jock Madden is playing halfback. Don't mind that. I think Jock Madden has a pretty steady hand there at halfback. I don't think he's going to let them down. He doesn't have the kicking game of Reynolds or that general around the field kind of presence that Reynolds has. But I don't think Madden's going to let them down. I think he's a pretty good halfback in his own right. The forward pack, Jensen, Walters, Baker, Jaden Hunt, Jordan Ricky, Patrick Carrigan. Now, Ricky, there was a question over him during the week, rolled his ankle at training. Apparently, he is good to go, which is good. The bench, Tyson Smoothie, Xavier Willison comes back after a head knock, Kobe Hetherington and Tristan Saylor. Ooh, Xavier Willison, he is on the bubble now. So starting at 268 or something like that, averaged 40-odd the first two games. I don't mind him. He's someone I'm probably going to bring in. Out of financing Joey Manu. So, and I think Wilson's going to be in the 17 every week moving forward now, and he can just play as my third or fourth front row option. I might even play him this week. I don't know. We'll see how we go. Xavier Wilson, he's got a good, strong game. I feel pretty confident having him and playing him if needed. Reece Walsh, he's a watch, massive big old break even on the Pork Chop. Wait and see. Same with Corey Oates. I wouldn't be rushing to bring Corey Oates in just yet, but it looks like Mariner is going to be out for at least a month. So Oates has some time there to prove himself. Look, Jesse Arthurs, I'm an owner, very, very happy. Looks like he's going to. Corey Oates has scored 120 tries for the Brisbane Broncos, predominantly, if not exclusively, on the left. So Jesse Arthurs to the right. Outside Stags. He was outside Cobbo, now outside Stags. Probably the better edge for Pork Chop sweeps and cutout passes and the like. So happy days there, hoping for Jesse Arthurs too easy for me to say, to salute. In that pack, otherwise, Jaden Hunt, he's cheap. He's dual. I was actually thinking of going to him rather than Willison, but I just think Willison's going to be in the 17 for the year, whereas Jaden Hunt, once Piakura is back, we might not see Jaden Hunt again, or it might take a Ricky or Piakura injury to see Jaden Hunt again. So that's why I'm kind of leaning there. Happy to see Tristan Saylor still in this 17 as well. He's a very, very good player and can play that back backline utility off the bench if needed. At the Dolphins, Hammer, Asako, Avarillo, Tissy New comes in, Bostock, Nikarima, and Kartoa. Jay Brom, Jerry Marshall King. Flegler, I believe, has been ruled out. He was named and has been ruled out. Kenny Bromwich, Ewan Aiken, Ray Stone, the bench, Kerr, Anthony Milford's in the team. Oh, desperate times, desperate measures. And things aren't even desperate. They're top of the table. Martin Nichols and Jared Wallace. Now, I believe Lachlan Hubner has come in for Flegler. I don't know if he's going to start. He might come onto the bench. That might mean a start for, well, I guess there's Wallace, there's Nichols, but it could be Josh Kerr time. He has been very, very strong off the bench, though. They're going to miss Herbie, aren't they? He's going to be out for quite a while. They're really going to miss him. Kafusi out as well with the hamstring. So, look, this is a Broncos win for sure. 28-18, give me the Bronx on Friday night there at Suncorp. Dual home game, which is awesome. Don't mind sharing the facilities there with the Dolphins. But yeah, Broncos 28, Dolphins 18. Right, let's move on. First game on Super Saturday, we are in Auckland, Go Media Stadium. It is the Red Hot Warriors taking on the Sea Eagles. Two teams on 3-2, I believe. Looking good. I think they're both going to play finals footy. Warriors were ultra impressive last week against the Bunnies, who have been in the news. And at the same time, the Sea Eagles giving it to the Panthers. Really giving it to them. Let's look at this Warriors side. Nickel Clockstar, Bettini Zalesniak returns. Berry, Tuivasa-Sheck, Montoya, Martin, and Johnson. Fanua Blake, Egan Barnett, Ford, Capewell, Harris is the forward pack. Harris, Tavita, Ale, Tavanga, and Laban gets another crack there in on the bench there. Made his debut last week and looked pretty good at the Manly Seagulls. Trbojevic, Talau, Kula, Ben Trbojevic in the centres, Barlow, Brooks, and Cherry Evans. Paseka, Croker, Alia, Olakawatu, Corey Waddell comes on to the edge, and Jake Trbojevic is the lock. Carl Lawton, Ethan Bullimore, Toss Sifley, and Nathan Brown, who had a really good game last week. Round out the 17. Look, this game, I'm looking forward to this one. 5 o'clock local time. Excuse me, gang. 5 o'clock local time, so it'll be dark by the second half with daylight savings being knocked on the head over here. I think you got to back the Warriors. They were very good against South, who have been really disappointing. The Warriors just put them to the sword. They looked super slick. Manly were good, but Manly's been a bit hit and miss this year. 3 wins and 2 losses. They were really bad against St. George, and credit to them, they hit back really well against Penrith last weekend. But as far as the Warriors are concerned, they probably should have won all 5 games this year. Excuse me, sorry, gang. They should have won all 5 games. They were all over the Sharks and somehow didn't win that game in round one. Killed the Melbourne Storm in the second half and dominated. And it was that miracle try at the end that lost them the game. And since then, they won their last 3 and looked really good in doing so, especially last week. So I think they've been arguably the form team of the comp. And I'm not saying that with a thick Kiwi accent either. I think they've been the form team. And, you know, all credit to the likes of Penrith. The Storm have been really good as well. But the Dolphins are on top of the table with a bye. I just think the Warriors have probably been the best team, the most solid team so far all year. I'm backing them to win. I'm going to go 20 points to 14. Weather hasn't been great in Auckland. I'm recording here on a Thursday, and there's going to be plenty of weather today and tomorrow leading into Saturday. It's supposed to be okay on Saturday. I'm not sure what the drainage is like there at Go Media, but I think Manly will defensively be strong like they were last week, but I think the Warriors are going to have a little bit too much and put them away. 20 points to 14. Let's look. Tuivasa-Sheck back to the centres. Look, he did a job on the right wing last week. If you don't own, it's probably too late. You know, if you're going to get him, you're probably going to get him from the start. Nickel Klokstad is a watch, although there are a lot of really good premium fullback options, but he does look good. Tamari Martin is a fantastic option. If you want to move on at 5'8", that job is his now. He looked awesome last week. That job is his at 5'8" for the foreseeable future. Metcalf's out for quite a long time. So I don't mind Martin. He is cheap. I'm pretty sure he is dual. He's dual 5'8". The fullback doesn't matter too much, but yeah, he is affordable. And if you're not happy with who you got at 5'8", probably Dylan Brown owners, I would have thought. And there is a question here later on that I'm touching on now. I don't mind that option at all. I'm rolling with Strange and with Galvin, and I'm going to stick with that. They both look really good. But Tamari Martin, not the worst. Sean Johnson, oh, gee. Like I said on the last podcast, just fist pumping, disco dancing up the road, listening to Sean Johnson, killing it, scoring tries, setting them up. How good. Very, very happy. The word today is that Cleary has suffered a minor setback in his rehab, so he may not be playing next week in round 7. So for those that own Cleary, that is really bad news because you had a big advantage there over everyone else who didn't and would have been scrambling to find a way to get him back into the side up against the Tigers, even though the Tigers have improved. So, yeah, the Sean Johnson one, look, I'm an owner. I bought him just before kickoff last week and very, very happy that I did. And his form's been outstanding. So, look, if you held Cleary, you're going to keep holding him. You're not going to trade him now. You're going to hold on and hope that he gets named and plays next week. But if you're a Johnson owner, you're stoked. Look, Jackson Ford, I mentioned him, didn't follow through. His price has gone up rapidly, and that's because he's killing it. He's playing really well, scoring tries, lots of points. Happy days there for Jackson Ford and the 13 or 14 owners that have him. They're smarter than me. Wade Egan been really good as well. Spruik for Origin. Well, let's calm down. Let's just calm down a little bit. He is playing very, very well, though. Harris DeVita, look, he's dirt cheap, but it looks like that bench role was his, so that's a no-go. Laban, again, as well, I don't think he's going to get big minutes, and he might not get any minutes if it's a close game. He's not pushing Kirk Catewell or Jackson Ford out of a starting spot, so it's a no for me. Look, at Manly, if you got Tommy, you're happy. He turned up against Penrith, so you can't ask for more than that. And he's doing well. Benny Trbojevic in the centres as well. He's someone I don't want to play in my 17, and I won't have to this week. He did the job for me last week out of necessity. I'm not going to play him this week, and he's not moving out of my side. Playing, he's dual and all the rest of it. He's sticking around for sure. If you're still a Luke Brooks owner, I guess you just hold him and just hope for the best. You know, he got through the Penrith game, and, you know, the draw does open up. I think they might have the Titans next week, so you want him for that. So if you got him, you're holding. I don't think you'd be trading any Manly players with the Titans on the horizon. Corey Waddell has actually been really good this year. Footy-wise, he's been really good. I don't know if he's a super coach option there. What did I say? 20 points to 14. Let's take the Warriors at home against the Manly Seagulls. Back in a minute. All right, guys, Super Saturday continues. It's the Eels hosting the Cowboys from the top end up in Darwin there, where the Eels take a home game every year. Good on them for doing that in partnership, I assume, with Northern Territory Tourism and all that kind of thing. So good on Parramatta for spreading the word on the greatest game of all. Hasn't always worked out in their favour. I remember they played the Broncos last year, and the Broncos gave them a hiding in the hot, sticky conditions there. And they're hosting the Cowboys. The Cowboys would be used to the humidity? I don't know. It's probably other teams you'd want to host if you're taking a game after Darwin. The Cowboys would be almost the last one you'd choose. But mind you, there's probably a pretty decent Cowboys support base in the area, just at a guess. Doing everyone a favor there. Good job by you, Parramatta Eels. Let's look at your side. You're on a bit of a slide. Dropped the last two, I think. And, on a bit of a slide against the Cowboys, who in the end they did what they had to do in beating the Gold Coast, probably could have beaten them by a lot more, left the door open slightly in that second half. The Titans went in and scored a whole bunch of points. So let's see how this one goes. Let's look at Parramatta. Gutherson, Simonson, Penasini, Harper, Russell. There is no Sivo. He gone. Dejan Arce is now playing 5'8". Dylan Brown is still the halfback. Kemble Gillard, Lusick Bolo, Lane Cartwright is back. And Hopgood is your lock forward. Moretti, Madison, Ofengawe, and Tuilagi. Not Tarlagi, Tuilagi on the bench. Blaise Tuilagi lingering there, number 19, but sounds like he's going to go back, play a little bit of New South Wales Cup, and we might see him a little later on in the season over at the Cows. Drinkwater, Felt, Holmes, Tom Chester comes in after the labour, got the ACL, hard luck story there for Zach Labour. He'll be back hopefully better than ever. Dearden and Townsend are the halves. McLean, Robson, Tamalolo, Fini Fuyaki, Nanai, and Cotter. The bench, Granville, Neem, McIntyre, Jezewski. Pretty sealed lineup there at the Cowgirls. Boy, Drinkwater, if you got him, you're stoked. If you captained him last week, you're even more stoked. How good was that? He just put on a clinic. I'm expecting a little more of the same. Hot, slippery conditions, so the ball control might not be great. It might be a bit of a frustrating watch. But you got to think when things get in the second half, when guys are really getting tired, the little fellas like Drinkwater are going to run amok. So I'm expecting good things from him. Val Holmes as well. He's been great for owners. I think you're pretty happy if you got him for sure. In that pack, Fini Fuyaki hasn't really come on like owners would have hoped. You paid less than 300 for him, or I hope you paid less than 300 for him. Hasn't really come on. Nanai's been pretty quiet as well. Cotter chugging along nicely there. If you got him in the front row, happy days. At Parramatta, yes, they dropped Sibbo. He's never been the side for his defense. He's been his side for his try scoring and his calves. I remember seeing his calves in person at Magic Round in 2019, and fuck me, I couldn't believe what I was seeing up close. He's unbelievable, you know, and I'm a bit of a calf boy, yeah. And yeah, I was pretty impressed. They were good. But I don't know if he's working on the calves anymore, but he definitely hasn't been working on the defense, and he gone. So, yeah, this side, I struggle with this side. I think having Cartwright back is good for them. He's a rock-solid, strong player with a bit of the old X factor, as they say. Madison back to the bench. So, Dylan Brown, I can get around moving on from him. I think owners would have probably lost their patience. He's getting 50s. But he's just not getting those big scores. And this side's struggling without Mitch Moses. They're really struggling. I started calling him Princess, but I don't know. He's an important player. He's an important player. They're really, really missing him. I'm going Cowboys 30, Eels 24. Yeah, let's go with that. All right, last game on the Super Saturday, and this one is very interesting. Very, very interesting game. The South Sydney Rabbitohs hosting the Cronulla Sharks. So much going on in South Sydney with, it sounds like the end is nigh for Demetriou as coach. Reports are that Mal Meninga is going to step in on an interim basis for the rest of the year. You've got to assume it's probably going to be more just to keep everyone happy, find out what's going on. A few hard words spoken, a few truths, try and get things back on track and have the assistant coaches do the coaching side of things, the X's and O's and all that kind of thing. You can't expect Mal Meninga to come in and look after all that. Man, what a shit show this place is. Latrell out for 3 weeks. So Cook has been dropped. So that spine is Mamazoulis, Hawkins, a painfully out of form Cody Walker, and Jai Gray at fullback. Alert. That is not great. Let's look at the lineups here. Jai Gray making his debut. Good luck to him. He's going to need it. Tyrone Munro returns. You might remember him from last year. He flashed last year. Jack White and Tass Milne, Walker and Hawkins in the forward pack. The much maligned forward pack. Totola Mamazoulis is now playing hooker with Burgess, Kalamatangi, Host, and Murray. The bench, Chikam, Havili, Shaq Mitchell, and Davi Mawali. Damien Cook has been named 18th man. That's going to be interesting. What's the point? What's the point in him playing New South Wales Cup? It's very interesting. Kepi's been dropped. Talas Duncan has been dropped. Man, fascinating what's going on there at the Bunnies. For the Sharks, they will be – the Bunnies are just burly. They're just bunny burly in the ocean, and the Sharks are just circling around thinking, Will Kennedy, Katoa, Ramian, Iro, Ubeauty, Militalo, Trindle, and Hines. The four-pack, Hazelton, Brayley, Kofusi, Nicaro returns, Wilton, McInnes, the bench, Burns, Williams. Talakai is now on the bench. I'm happy because I've had Iro from round one, and I'm stoked he's getting his chance. Talakai, it's a bit rough. Guy was playing really, really well. And now all of a sudden he's on the bench and looks like he's going to be in the forward rotation. Maybe a little hard done by old Siasifa, but that's how it goes. I'll take it. I'll take the win. Man, I think the Sharks are going to kick some ass. 32 points to 10. There's so much interest in this game. Not necessarily what goes on the field here. I mean, with Demetriou, what do you do there? I mean, he's gone. He is gone. There's no way he's going to keep coaching with the stories that are out there. There was talk that he had 80 minutes to save his job. He doesn't. His job is gone. You know, what's the point even rocking up? He's going to rock up. He's a professional. He's got, you know, I think for his own career, he needs to rock up and even, regardless of the result, be professional. That's going to help him get a job down the track somewhere else. But man, what a shit show. And yeah, Sam Burgess sitting up in Warrington smoking his pipe going, I'll try and do the accent. I told you, that was terrible. But he told him, he walked last year, remember, after looks like he probably had enough of what was going on, made his feelings clear, and the club said, cool story, Sam. But we're sticking with the status quo. So Sam said, sweet, I'm gone. And yeah, he was probably right. Sharks 32, Rabbitohs 20. In terms of trading, I wouldn't be trading in any Rabbitohs. They do have a bye upcoming, I believe. Yeah, I wouldn't be touching any Rabbitohs. In fact, I don't even know if you've got many. Jai Gray is available at 5'8". He's going to play. You'd hope he plays the next 3 weeks while Latrell's out. If somehow he keeps his position, which I doubt, if the new coach decides to put Latrell, and if Gray's killing it and they decide to put Latrell on the centers, well then yeah, you've got Jai Gray as a 5'8 option for sure. Sit back, wait and see. Munro as well, but they're just not clicking. So that coveted left wing spot isn't the spot that it was the previous years, because they're just not clicking at all. So yeah, interesting times there. At the Sharks, you could, I think Eero's one, just wait and see. If he looks good again, he's going to have a incredibly low break even. Money to be made, and he gets named next week. Happy days. Nico Hines is a legit captaincy option because I think there are points to be scored in this game. Other than that, that's about it. So, yeah, big old win for the Sharks incoming is what I'm predicting. All right, let's move to Sunday. And, you know, sometimes when they front load the games with all the good games, all the shit's left on Sunday. And that's what we've got. With all due respect to Tigers, Dragons, Raiders, and Titans listeners out there, that's what we've got on Sunday. It's still Sunday footy, so if you think I'm going to be, well, I won't be watching, I'll be listening. If you think I won't be listening, you got another thing coming, because I will be listening to the footy. Let's look at this Tigers lineup. Bulla, Staines, Fatape, Olam, Tupo, Sullivan, and Caesar. Utoi, Kamanu, Corriso, Clemmer, Corriso? I don't know. Clemmer with Papali'i. Seyfarth is in the side with old mate Pom having a week off for the HIA, Bateman. And Bola is your lock. Simkin 12, Matamua. I rate Matamua. He finally gets a gig on the bench. We're not going to see much of him. Might see 20, 25 minutes. I really like Matamua. I think he's a very good player. Let's look at the Dragons. Sloan has been named at fullback. Very interesting. I reckon Lomax is playing there for sure. At the moment, Lomax is on the wing with Sully and Bird in the centers, Ravalawa, Flanagan, and Hunt. Francis Moller, Little Sele, now all of a sudden is playing. He got a bench gig 2 weeks ago. Then he got dropped, and now he's starting prop. What's doing? Leilua, Sua, and Eisenhuth. There will be changes there. DeBellin's now on the bench. with Laurie on the bench, Maskey for Telemariner. Very inconsistent selections there at the Dragons, who were well and truly outplayed last week by the Newcastle Knights. The Tigers, I thought they were going to get absolutely steamrolled early on by the Dolphins, but they hung around and made a bit of a game. I don't think they were ever going to win that game, but they stuck around to the Tigers. So good on them for doing that. In terms of trade options, look at the Tigers. I don't know. The Olam ship has sailed. I wouldn't go near Fatape. Utoi Kamanu for sure looks very dynamic in the front row. Maybe if you want to go a Max King to him, I can. You know, it's an upgrade, I feel. It's sideways at worst. I don't mind it. I don't mind that one at all. Curacao under an injury cloud. One to look out for. IPAP. Don't sleep on IPAP. If you want to go a bit left field, I don't mind that. At the Dragons, Lomax. The problem is it's Sunday, so you're going to have to wait. But if Lomax ends up playing at fullback, that's a good option there. But you're going to be limited in what you can do. If you had a Tigers player to trade, or a Raider, or a Titan, probably pretty lightly owned sides, really, aren't they, in terms of individuals? So, yeah, it might be hard to get in Lomax. I wouldn't get Lomax on the wing, even though he's killing it, but if he's at fullback, very interesting option for sure. Other than that, nothing else. Too inconsistent, the selections in the side. I'm going to take the Tigers at home. I think it's a Campbelltown. So I'm going to take the Tigers 22-20. Hopefully a nice close game between a couple of bottom feeders there. Right, last game on Sunday for the round. It is the Raiders hosting the Tigers. The Titans down in Canberra. It's interesting having, from a Supercoach perspective, having teams like the Titans is great. Sorry, Titans is great because you can target, you know, you're looking ahead. They got the bye. Oh, but then they got the Titans after that. Oh, because it's not great from an NRL perspective, and you want close, even games, and you want parity in the league. But from a Supercoach perspective, you love having these teams. You can target them and you can feast. Can the Raiders feast? I don't know. They're 2 weeks ago, remember, they got killed by the Sharks. And remember, you know, Ricky was in the presser biting the heads off the press, the reporters for, complimenting some players. He goes, "Don't you compliment my players. No one deserves to be complimented." Blah, blah, blah. And then they come out and they kill Parramatta. So they're all over the show, the Raiders. In saying that, I'm backing them because they're playing the Titans, who showed a little life against the Cowboys, who aren't defensively all that strong. So, you know, got to temper that. But they showed something. They showed something in the second half there. I think it was 28-4 or 26-4. It could have got really nasty, but they showed a little something to the Titans. In the end, it wasn't enough. They lost by 13. Let's look at the Raiders team. Chevy Stewart gets a gig, gets a debut. If you think for 1 second I will not be calling him Chevy Chase at some stage, then you are wrong, because, you know, Chevy Stewart, Chevy Chase, please. It's Chevy Chase all day. James Schiller, who was he's never been this popular. There's no way he was this popular at high school when he was the best player in the footy team and went out with all the pretty girls. There's no way he's been as popular as what he is this week with that massive low break-even money to be made. Job security, it's a bit iffy. It might be a one-week play, but he's going to make plenty of coin. I think you've got to get him in. Tomoko is killing it. Tomoko is a top, without running the numbers and off the top of my head, he's probably a top six center in the comp. He's very impressive. With Chris Savage-Strange, who had a really good game last week, and Fogarty, the four-pack, Papali'i, Levi, the try scorer, Tarpany, Young, Hosking, and Smithies. Pretty settled. Starling, Mariota, Mooney, and Solo. So Hosking back really helps out that side for sure. I think Canberra are going to have way too much for this Titans team. Campbell, Smith, Shields, Kelly, Brimson still in the centers. Fifita, Foran, and Boyd. Fodawaker, Randall, Jolliffe, Dave Fifita, Fimore, and Haas. Look, the only thing that's going, Virils, Clark, Luai, and Pahulu, who was pretty impressive, young Pahulu. If you want to upgrade possibly next week in the front row, you might find a half decent cheapie, a bottom dollar to bring in there in Josiah Pahulu. Watch this space. Look, Fifita and Fomor are the strengths of this side, but other than that, pretty ordinary. There is no one to trade in at this stage. Jaden Campbell, he's mid-range. Keep that in mind. But, yeah, it's a tricky one there, Jaden Campbell. So, yeah, wait and see there. And I just... Here we go. Someone just walked in the door. Don't mind me. Yeah, Jaden Campbell is a wait and see. Dave Fifita is a wait and see. You're paying a lot of money for Dave Fifita. We know he's great. We know he's the man. You just got to wait and see. I just can't bring him in straight away with this side. Raiders 36, Titans 14. So, yeah, the Schiller move. Bring in Schiller for sure. Back it up with a bit of Chevy Stewart. Wait and see. The position could be his for a while. Looks like Rappin is going to be out for quite a long time. If Chevy Chase looks good, that position is his. He is bottom dollar. So all these Canberra Raiders cheapies that we were looking at the start, before the season started, when we were playing with our side, and then none of them looked any good apart from Strange, and then all of a sudden they're coming through. So, yeah, wait and see there. Smithies looks great. If you're known to hold, he was just a base freak on the weekend. It was good to see. Other than that, look, Danny Levi, if you still own, happy days. He's scoring tries. He's making money for you slowly but surely. Happy days. Raiders 36, Titans 14. Back in a minute. All right, gang, time for this.
Question?
Right, biggest priority trade this week. Manu Katoa or Lomax if fullback? Is the caveat there. That's a tricky one because he's been named on the wing and the Dragons play on Sunday. So you're going to have to make a call, and Manu plays on Thursday night. So you're going to have to make a call straight away. I wouldn't trust the Dragons. I wouldn't trust what they're going to do there, even though Lomax did look really good at fullback. If we have a look here, let's have a look at some of the dates for old Lomax, who's just can't stay out of the news, and it's not really his fault. It's just been out there, and the media are running with it. Look, he's averaging 83 this year. You know, so he's 727K. He ain't cheap. And he's averaging 83. If he gets a few games at fullback, you know, he should get dual, you know, come round 12. He's got a couple of tons. He's got a 98. What's his draw coming up? He's got the Tigers, the Warriors, the Roosters, the Sharks, the Bunnies, and then a bye. Oh, gee, look, he is a good player, and he stands out in that team, but that team is just, I think they're a bottom four side, and I wouldn't go Lomax. And just, you know, what's to say he's going to be, how long is he going to be a fullback for, if at fullback at all? I can't go near him. Joey Manu, what else is there to say? The guy is just awesome. At fullback, he's just a freak. 698. Break-even's good. He's going to make some money. He's averaging 77 this year. He's scoring tries. He's got a lot of tries. I think he might have four tries already. He does. And he's got three tons. He's got an 80 in there as well. He's got a 20. All right. So I'll be even-keeled here. He does have that in him. Not at fullback, though. At fullback, his numbers are awesome. Great running game. The passing game ain't there. He's the kind of guy that's gonna get the attack. A lot of it just through himself, not through basic draw and pass and, you know, a little bit of guile. A lot of it's just unbelievable individual skill and crazy flick passes out of nowhere, or just bending in strength and getting over the line himself just by himself with his own superpowers. Gee, it's tough not owning Joey Manu when you know he's playing fullback. It really is. So Manu is a wonderful option. In terms of who he's got coming up, look, the Knights, it's tough. The Storm, it's in Sydney. The Storm are conceding points. They conceded a bunch to the Warriors. They conceded a bunch to the Broncos. You know, admittedly, probably two top four caliber sides. But the Storm are conceding points. He's then got the Dragons. He's got the Broncos. He's got the Warriors. Look, he's got tough games coming up for sure. But he can score points. He's not going to be a fullback. He might only be fullback for a week. That's another thing to think about. It's every likelihood Tedesco's back next week and Marnie's back at right center for a game against the Storm. Oh, it's tough not owning him when you know he's playing fullback. And Eli Katoa, let's have a look here. Look, I've mentioned him before, and he just looks dynamite. I think it might be a case of what part of your team do you need to strengthen up the most? Look, he's 681. He's averaging 74. He's scored that double last week and looked brilliant in doing it. Look, 66, 63, 57, 110. The base is really good. It depends on the rest of your team. For me, I would go Manu was the priority trade, then Katoa, then Lomax. But, you know, I don't think you can go wrong if you do bring in Elias and Katoa to strengthen up your forward back.
Question?
Right, this fella, who's Ben here on the email. Ben only wants to do one trade this week. Is it Max King to Angus Crichton or Talangi to Schiller? So he just wants to make one trade. So this Ben is being disciplined. He could probably do both. He'd be able to afford to do both. Both blokes that he wants to bring in are cheaper than the blokes he's going to sell. So he could do it, but he just wants to make the one. So Max King to Crichton. I think Max King, I'll be stunned if he's playing. If you've got a broken hand, you've got a broken hand. I mean, how are you supposed to be able to do the basics of the game? The tricky thing there is you're going to have to make a call prior to the Dogs playing because you want to bring in Angus Crichton. He plays on Thursday night. So you might just have to roll the dice there. Or Talangi to Schiller. Talangi looked pretty disappointing. It's not on him that they've lost the last two games and he's just happened to be playing in the halves for both those games. And he's just the one that's had to make way. Look, I think he'll be back playing first grade at some stage. So you might want to hold on. I'm going to hold on to him. I think he's got more money to make. Just have to be patient. The Schiller move makes a lot of sense because Schiller's just got a ridiculously low negative break even. It's going to make crazy money. Even if he just has a modest game and scores a 30 without any attack, he's going to make crazy money. So I guess if it's, although I don't really would recommend trading Talangi, but if he's the only option, if you're happy with everyone else in your back line, Talangi's the guy to go to get Schiller, then you're in a good spot. That's the move I'd make because I think Schiller is a priority over Crichton. So that's where I'd go there.
Question?
Right. This correlates into this question here. Bring in both Schiller and Iro to free up cash for Cleary next week. Look, Schiller makes perfect sense. Bring him in for sure. Iro is an interesting one. I'm quite stoked. I had him from the start. I thought he looked like a really, really good player. I thought it was only a matter of time before he was playing first grade. Even though that Cronulla back line is very, very settled. But there was word about Talakai moving back into the forwards and it subsequently happened. Oh, it's only you're going a week early on Iro. So you're going to bring in, so I wonder who you're trading out to bring in Schiller and Iro. Look, two blokes that I think are probably only 50-50 chance of either of them playing next week. They might both play next week and happy days. They're making more money. But they might both not be playing or maybe just one of them. It's a tricky one. You want to free up cash to get in Cleary. There's no guarantee Cleary's going to be back next week with the news that he's had a bit of a setback. Maybe just to be safe, just do it. I think you can't go wrong with Schiller. And I think with Iro, I think he's going to make you plenty of money this year. He's going to make me plenty of money. I'm feeling confident. So if he's going to make me money, he's probably going to make you money too. Get them both in. If you've got the cover there at center wing, just in case neither are playing next week, make sure you got the cover. I wouldn't be trading out maybe Taylor May for Iro because I think Taylor May is going to be an important player and he's struggling a bit and he's on the block for me for sure, but I'm confident with the depth I've got at center wing that I can cover it. But if you don't have that cover there, it's very, very risky to make a play for Cleary and then Cleary's not named and then Iro's not named or Schiller's not named and then you could be screwed next week. Keep that in mind.
Question?
Right, best option to replace Dylan Brown. I'm done with him. I can totally understand why. It's been frustrating. Look, the Parramatta aren't the team without Moses, and it's definitely affecting Dylan Brown. You know, you think about how many times Moses put in a wee grubber kick, but and Dylan Brown would shoot out the line and he'd be on the end of it and score the try there just before the dead ball line there. He'd done it a lot. And look, he's no halfback. Dylan Brown is no halfback. He's a running 5'8". Things might change this week with Sanders. Sorry, not Sanders. It's Stajan Arce. They're still not naming Sanders. So scratch that. Things may not change. But best option, you're clearly getting rid of him. You're done with him. I think Tamari Martin is the best option. I spoke about him before, talking about the Warriors. I think he's the best option. Let's see who else is there in that dirty old 5'8 spot, if you want to move on. You've probably already got Ethan Strange, and you should have Lachie Galvin. If you don't have one of Strange or Galvin, get one of those two for sure. I'm guessing if you've got Brown, you've probably got Strange down in your centers, and you got Galvin there at halfback. As your 5'8, and that makes a lot of sense. Looking down the list here, just in order, Burton, two hit and miss. Luke Brooks, Dearden. I like Dearden. He had a quiet game. They scored a lot of points. He had a quiet game, so alarm bells there. Cody Walker, hell no. Flanagan, no, ma'am, no. Gee, it's Kiri, nah. Isaiah Katoa, possibly, but based on my tone, not very convincing. That's a no. Max Plath, he's now dual 2RF 5'8", if you want to roll that way. But for around the same price, Tamari Martin. Jaden Campbell's another one. But you probably want to have another look. That Titans team are in disarray. So Campbell at 456 maybe, but gee, at 363, Tamari Martin playing in a really good side. He looked really good last week. He would be my best option if you're going to replace Dylan Brown. And what was he? 363. What's old Dillbags? What's his value now? 642. So 280 grand to spend elsewhere. That's what I'd do. Any questions, you can hit me up, nrlsctherapy@gmail.com or Q&A on the Spotify there. Any questions you've got for your team or anything like that?
Question.
Back in a minute. Rightio, guys, here we go. Time for some bets. Last week, not so good. Not so good. In fact, terrible. That's okay. We're going to bounce back this week. Four bets this week. Going to spread it out a little bit here. $10 on the same game are the Storm and the Dogs. I'm pretty bullish on the Storm. Storm minus 15.5 into Pappenhausen, Hughes, and Katoa. Anytime try scorers. That's paying $15. So $10 returns $150. Bit of quick math there. We'll take that. What else are we going to do? We're going to do $50. Storm, Broncos, Sharks, Raiders. The four biggest favorites of the week, I think. The Storm will win. I think the Broncos will be too much for the Dolphins. The Sharks, they will take care of the hapless bunnies. And the Raiders should beat the Titans. That's actually the one I'm most concerned about. But those four is paying $2.77. $50 returns, $138.50. Let's go for a bit of anytime action here with $10. Pappenhausen, the Pork Chop, DWZ, a.k.a. the Rockstar. Shout out to you, Lennox. Scotty Drinkwater and Mulatalo. All five paying $29.55. So $10 returns $295.51. And I need something that was going to just get my money back. So $30, just a two gamer. I'm taking the line. I'm going to take the two favorites to cover, the Storm to cover the 17.5 and the Sharks to cover the 9.5. I think they'll do that easy. That's paying $3.61 to return $108.30. So that's my four bets for the week. Hopefully I can have some luck on a couple or all of those. Would be superb if you are having a bet this week. Best of luck. Do so responsibly. Back soon. Right, so that's going to do it for this edition of the NRL Supercoach Therapy podcast, round 6 preview. What's old Shano and the Tomahawks going to do this week for trades? It's probably going to be a boost at this stage, and I'm pretty confident what I'm going to do. I'm just going to have to get in Joey Manu. He's got to come into the side. I did the stats. I crunched the numbers. The Tomahawks are 89% more sexual with Joey Manu in the side. So the stats don't lie. The numbers don't lie. He's coming in, baby. But if that's going to happen, I'm going to need to free up some cash to do it. So I'm going to have to downgrade in a couple of areas. Luckily, I do have some deadwood in the side that I can downgrade. One of those being Tua Picky has to happen. Tua Picky to Schiller makes perfect sense. So I will be doing that. And the other one is Wong. He's got to go. But who to go to be able to afford to buy six on legs? I landed on Willison. It does mean, because I think Willison will be in the 17 going forward for the Broncos. He does have a very low break even, and I think he's going to punch out 40s for the Bronx, and that's okay for me. The problem is it does weaken my front row position with Cotter. I do have to move him down in order to do that trade. There was just no one at 2RF I felt comfortable bringing in. So that's what I'm doing there. I'm getting Willison in. Wong for Willison. Tua Picky for Schiller, and Taylor May is making way for six on legs. Look, Taylor May, I think, is going to come good. He's a good player, and he's playing for Penrith. It's just not happening at the moment, and you can hold on. He'll come good, and maybe he doesn't. I think when Cleary comes back, he's going to help his game, and he's going to be fine. And in that case, you can bring him back and, you know, probably pay less than what you bought him or what you had him for at the start. You're not going to be paying overs to bring back May in a couple of weeks, I don't think. So I'm comfortable with those trades. Good luck with your trades this week and in your overall and head-to-head. I'm now in the top 10,000, and I'm not planning on leaving there. So that's where I'm at. Good luck to you. Thank you very much for listening in. I really am stoked that I have these people that listen in every week or every second week or whenever you do. I really, really do appreciate it. Be a friend, tell a friend. You can hit me up, nrlsctherapy@gmail.com or via the Q&A on Spotify. Enjoy the footy this weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday. Cheers, gang.